Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bad Hoe, The Homeowner's Guide to Going to War and Reclaiming Your Power by Luke S. Carlson is a practical nonfiction guide focused on homeowner associations and the disputes that can arise within them. The book is positioned as a legal and strategic handbook for homeowners who believe their HOA is acting abusively, selectively enforcing rules, or operating without adequate accountability. Rather than treating HOA conflict as a nuisance to endure, Carlson frames it as a problem that can be understood, documented, and challenged through informed action. The book draws on the author's background as an attorney specializing in HOA litigation, which gives it a strongly procedural and adversarial perspective. Its purpose is to help readers identify misconduct, evaluate their options, and understand when informal resolution is possible and when legal escalation may be necessary. In that sense, the book is both instructional and tactical, aimed at readers who want a clearer grasp of how HOA power works and how that power can be contested. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recognizing HOA abuse through patterns of selective enforcement and harassment. A central function of the book is helping readers distinguish ordinary community governance from conduct that crosses into abuse. The discussion emphasizes patterns such as selective bullying, unfair fines, harassment, and neglect of common areas as warning signs that an HOA may be misusing its authority. This matters because many homeowners assume HOA actions are automatically legitimate if they are written in a rulebook or issued by a board. Carlson's framing challenges that assumption by showing that enforcement can still be arbitrary, uneven, or retaliatory even when it appears formal on the surface. The practical value of this approach is diagnostic if homeowners can identify the difference between enforcement and abuse. They are in a better position to respond strategically rather than emotionally. The book, therefore, does not simply complain about HOAs. It teaches readers to look for recurring behaviors, understand their impact, and recognize when a governance problem is really a power problem. Secondly, using documentation and self-guided resolution before escalating a dispute. The book gives considerable attention to self-guided resolution tactics, which makes it more than a call for immediate confrontation. Instead of treating litigation as the first move, it outlines the value of collecting evidence, understanding the governing documents, and communicating in a disciplined way with the board or management company. That sequence is important because HOA disputes often turn on records, timing, and whether the homeowner can show a consistent effort to resolve the issue responsibly. The book's approach suggests that homeowners should build their case from the beginning, not after the conflict is already intensified. This includes knowing what the association is allowed to do, identifying where it may be overstepping, and preserving the paper trail needed to challenge its actions later. The result is a practical model of escalation control. Readers learn how to stay organized and deliberate so they are not forced into reactive decisions. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want to preserve leverage while avoiding unnecessary conflict. Thirdly, understanding HOA governing documents and the legal structure behind board power. Another important theme is the legal architecture that gives HOAs their authority in the first place. Carlson's book treats governing documents as essential reading because they define what the board can enforce, what procedures it must follow, and what rights homeowners retain. That emphasis is significant because many disputes become confusing when residents rely on assumptions rather than the actual rules and legal framework governing the community. By directing attention to the documents, the book encourages readers to move from vague frustration to concrete analysis. This shifts the dispute from personality conflict to rule interpretation, where homeowners may find stronger grounds to object to improper fines, irregular procedures, or overbroad enforcement. The book also makes clear that HOA power is not unlimited and that boards are subject to constraints, even if those constraints are often poorly understood by residents. In this sense, the legal framework is not presented as background information, but as a tool homeowners can use to evaluate whether the board is acting within its authority. Fourthly, preparing for litigation as a structured response when internal efforts fail. The book is notable for its litigation-first orientation, but it does not present court action as a random act of escalation. Instead, it treats litigation as a structured response that becomes relevant when informal resolution does not work or when misconduct is severe enough to justify legal intervention. That perspective reflects the author's professional background and gives the book its tactical tone. Readers are encouraged to think about how evidence, documentation, and procedural discipline affect a legal dispute, not just whether they feel wronged. The important idea here is that court is not merely a venue for venting. It is a system that rewards preparation, clarity, and proof. By framing litigation as a battle plan rather than a last-minute reaction, the book helps readers understand what a stronger case looks like. It also signals a realistic limitation, Some HOA conflicts cannot be solved through conversation alone, and a homeowner may need to be ready for a more formal contest over rights. Enforcement and accountability. Lastly, reframing homeowner power as informed participation rather than passive compliance. The book's broader argument is that homeowners are not helpless participants in HOA life. That idea matters because HOA disputes often leave residents feeling isolated, intimidated, or convinced that the board has total authority. Carlson pushes back against that mindset by presenting homeowner education as a source of leverage. The practical effect is a shift in identity. The reader is not simply someone subject to rules, but someone who can examine those rules, challenge improper actions, and participate more effectively in community governance. This does not mean every dispute will end in victory, but it does mean the homeowner is better positioned to make informed decisions. The book repeatedly links knowledge with power, making the case that confusion and passivity are what allow abusive systems to persist. This theme differentiates the book from generic consumer advice because it is not just about avoiding conflict. It is about understanding the structure of control inside OWA communities and learning how to respond with discipline, confidence, and legal awareness. In conclusion, Bad HOA is best suited for homeowners who live in association-controlled communities and want a serious, practical guide to handling disputes with boards, managers, and enforcement systems. It will also be useful for people already dealing with fines, selective enforcement, property neglect, or board overreach, especially if they want to understand their options before hiring counsel. The main benefit of the book is that it turns a frustrating and often opaque situation into something more legible readers get a framework for spotting abuse, preserving evidence, and thinking strategically about escalation. Compared with many books on HOA living, it stands out because it is not neutral or conciliatory in tone. Instead, it reflects an adversarial legal perspective and treats homeowner education as a form of power. That makes it especially distinctive within its category, where many titles focus on etiquette, conflict avoidance, or broad civic participation. Carlson's book is narrower and more forceful. It is designed for readers who want a direct, action-oriented understanding of how HOA authority works and how that authority can be challenged when it becomes abusive. If you would like to support Luke S. Carlson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.